Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
In a row, unlike Ben Simmons, I'm not gonna miss three straight games with an illness, shaking off my little cold. It's obviously been a little cold. You also may be listening under the weather, under the covers. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. The Devils win. Yeah. No, we're not gonna start with the Devils, but absolutely needed it. Hopefully, Jacob Markstrom can ice up, be the tough guy that he is, and come back. Man, there's one thing and one thing only that we got to do right now, and you might not want to do it, but I will lead the way. We're going to celebrate Aaron Glenn tonight. Congratulations to Aaron Glenn and the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. He's a Jet. This is a homecoming. This is one of your guys that you drafted, that played here in your uniform. This is one of your guys that wanted to be here. Celebrate this man. Applaud this man. Be happy for this man and the future of the Jets. 888-808-1019. This is a guy that is being coveted by the whole league the last 2 years. If you watch Hard Knocks, I think now 3 years ago with the Detroit Lions, you got to see some of his coaching style. You got to see him and Deuce Staley when Deuce Staley was there going back and forth. He's a competitor himself. He demands a lot from his players. There's a certain type of attitude that you have to play with. There's things that he's going to ask of players. And, hey, maybe some of these current Jets are not going to be Jets. Maybe these current Jets won't make it. But this is a team with talent, okay? He's not taking a team that's a complete rebuild, got to start from scratch, got to draft this whole. This is a team with talent, a team that also has a top 10 pick. He's no dummy. He knows he's walking into New York, New York. He knows he's walking in to a major market. I'm so happy for him and his wife. Everything comes full circle. The universe never unconnects. He gets to come back at this time when the Jets need him most. 14 years of a playoff drought, right? And it's kind of crazy to think people celebrated Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets way more than they're celebrating Aaron Glenn. What? Like, think about how many days just leading up, right? The darkness retreat and then Pat McAfee. WFAN was Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. And nobody was really against it. For the most part, it was 90%. Oh, this is the greatest day ever. This is the best thing to happen to the Jets. Hall of Fame quarterback. We're going to the Super Bowl. There weren't many skeptics. At least they didn't make it on air. I think everybody thought going from Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers was going to be it. And it was not. But I want to know what Aaron Glenn thinks of Aaron Rodgers. I want to know what you think of Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Glenn. I think because this is a 14-year veteran. This is a guy that played in the league. This is a guy who understands that brotherhood, that fraternity. I think he's going to have a conversation with Aaron Rodgers probably real soon, right? Aaron Rodgers himself said he'll huddle up with the Jets. And for those of you worried about the GM, right, I think last night we were talking about, oh, How backwards of the Jets. They're going to hire the coach before the GM? So what? I know a lot of people were pointing to Lance Newmark because of the past work history that they share, Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark, but that's not done. That's not done. The Jets are still interviewing candidates. The Jets are still looking for options. And now Aaron Glenn, who again was highly touted across the league. Like I have a few different tweets and things clipped. Nobody has a bad word to say about the guy. Sean Payton putting the guy over. Former players putting the guy over. Former Jets. Don't be surprised when you start to see former Jets pop up at practice, at the facility, on the sideline, at the games. This is a guy that they are rooting for. They are championing this guy. This guy is a guy that they're like, supposedly, players reached out to Woody Johnson to tell him not to screw this up, to tell him get it done. I don't know if that's happening for many other guys. It's not happening for Rex Ryan. It's not happening for Brian Flores. It's not happening for Arthur Smith, Mike Locksley, Darren Rizzi, 888-808-1019. I understand the trepidation. I understand the PTSD. I understand the scars from the past. But this is not Rob Saleh. This is not Todd Bowles. It's not Al Groh. It's not any of these guys. It's not any of these past coaches. Give this guy a chance. You know, we gave Rob Saleh a chance, and I feel like Rob Saleh came in just so hot with pause. He came in so hot with his terminologies and, you know, positive vibes only. Well, where are the positive vibes for AG? He came in with AGNB, all gas, no brakes. Well, now they got to flip that. AGNB is Aaron Glenn, your new boss. Aaron Glenn, new beginnings for the New York Jets. Trying to become a winning franchise, trying to end the playoff drought. Trying to shake the same old Jets moniker, the LOL Jets. And I think that this guy coming from Detroit, where they struggled mightily for years, where they were terrible for years, and being a part of that group with Dan Campbell and those guys, and we're going to talk about Ben Johnson later. I don't know if you guys have peeped Ben Johnson over there with Chicago, but I think he's got the recipe. If he could do it in Detroit, he can definitely do it here. I know Sauce Gardner's got to be feeling it, right? Sauce Gardner and him can relate. He just spent some years in Detroit. Sauce Gardner grew up in Detroit. He was a first-round draft pick at corner. Sauce Gardner was a first-round draft pick at corner. I want Sauce Gardner spending some time with Aaron Glenn, who has talked about opening his home up to players. I hope they get him settled with a nice spot somewhere in Florham Park area, and those players can start getting to know him, developing a relationship. He's going to change some of your favorite players. He's going to help the current players on the team. They have talent. They're not that far off. Last night I played a few different clips, and we might bring them back or we might not. We'll see how the night goes. I was able to get them off late in the night because once it gets after, 1 o'clock, you can kind of do that. There's less calls, but I see the calls coming in, and I want to talk to the Jets fans, even the Jets fans that aren't feeling it. I heard a lot of calls today where people were saying, are you crazy? Are you guys delusional? No. This is the time for positivity. I get all the doom and gloom and misery, but like, this has nothing to do with the result of a game. This has nothing to do with your record. This is a day to rejoice. This is a day to be pumped. This is a day to celebrate this man coming home and taking the job. And not just taking the job, but what I was saying about last night, the audio that I played, AG talked about when he got out of the league, he put his money into opening restaurants. He went back to Texas. He opened a chain of restaurants called Frenchie's. He had one right across the street from NRG Stadium where the Texans play. And I don't know how many times I've used the analogy of, restaurants and restaurant managers or owners, like franchises. Frenchie's a franchise. It's perfect for this. Because I've always used the analogy of like, yo, if you go to a restaurant and the restaurant is terrible, start at the top, right? The manager is responsible for your server not being good, your food not coming out correctly, it taking too long. Like somebody behind the scenes that you don't see is not running the operations right from start to finish. This guy is a CEO type. This guy is a boss type. AGMB, Aaron Glenn, the new boss. This guy went into business and he was successful with a chain of restaurants. He said he had 8 of them. He's not going to be a defensive coordinator here. I heard a lot of that today. Oh, look at his defense. Look what happened against the Commanders. I'm just like, yo, did he have Aiden Hutchinson? I mean, Robertson went down like the first series. That defense was decimated with injuries. And I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but also they had to face Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and Austin Eckler. We act like the guys on the other side aren't in the playoffs, didn't deserve to be there. This guy is a good coach and a good man, and he's not going to be the defensive coordinator. He's going to hire one. We've heard rumblings about Steve Wilks. Okay. And, you know, Steve Wilks might not get you too pumped up, but he's a guy that has a ton of experience, head coaching experience. It helps to have guys like that around. I see that Aaron Glenn has the ability to be a leader of men. I see that Aaron Glenn is a guy that was humble enough to go from his playing career into a restaurant ownership, you know, running restaurants, and his wife saying, hey, G, go coach, because he was yelling at the TV. When I played the clip last night, he told the story about, you know, my wife telling me, hey, go coach. You love ball. You're yelling at the TV. Go coach. And he started off as a scout. He did quality control. He was a positions coach, a D-backs coach, a defensive coach. And now he's here, full circle, back with gangrene to coach the Jets. It's like it was written in the stars, man. Now, I know that there's, speaking of stars, some cosmic energy over the Jets. I know there's some intergalactic power in the universe that just stops the Jets. So much so, Aaron Rodgers 4 plays in, his season's done. So much so, you draft Zach Wilson, and he's a bust. And how many other top picks have been bust? How many other coaches have failed? How many rough seasons have you been through? It's going to take more than Aaron Glenn to overcome that. 888-808-1019. It's going to take a full-on staff. It's going to take the right picks in the draft. It's going to take players that are there buying in, locking in. No nonsense. No more of the Twitter stuff. No more of the T-shirts. No more of the dressing up in costumes. I think it's going to be all business, man. I am excited to see what this guy does here. I am happy for him. I was on this a couple days ago because Josina Anderson was kind of letting people know, hey, this is going down. You got to love the fact that he did not go to New Orleans. Yeah, it snowed down there, but like, it's not snowing. It's not a blizzard. He could have went down there if he wanted to. He also was talking to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. This guy is from Texas, right? He also was talking to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. He played for the Cowboys. He could have said, I got to go see what's going on in Jerry World. No, this is where he wanted to be. And if you're a Jets fan, like, how many days do we hear, oh, who would want this job? Oh, nobody's going to want this job. Nobody's going to want to start here. No one's going to want to take the first opportunity under Woody Johnson. The LOL Jets, the same old Jets, might be one and done. And, you know, I already hear people talking about how long Aaron Glenn is going to last as the head coach. He's 52 years old. And you know what? He doesn't have to coach for 20 years. He doesn't have to coach for 10 years. He has to coach these next few years with this talented team and get them out of the misery that they've been in underperforming. Get them the double-digit wins. Get them to the playoffs. He's got a 5-year deal, and I think he can go to the playoffs a couple times in that 5 years. 888-808-1019. So congratulations to Aaron Glenn. Congratulations to the Jets fans. I will play some of the audio from last night again so I don't have to do it verbatim. I just loved hearing him talk about how he's a coach and how he's done every level and everything in coaching and in the NFL. And he's going to oversee the defense, but he's also going to go down the hallway and talk to the offense and check in on the special teams. And he seems like the type of guy, he's going to go know everybody's name in the building. He's going to be a boss. He's going to be a CEO type. That's what you need. That's the type of guy you need. And we'll see who the GM is. But at least you got that done. At least you got the head coach landed. And this is a guy that wanted to be here. This is a guy that a lot of other teams we're talking about, a lot of people in football we're talking about, this is how it works in the NFL. When a team gets good, their coordinators go and become head coaches. Ben Johnson with the Bears and Aaron Glenn with the Jets. We've seen it year after year after year after year. And we'll always see it. It's just a formula in the NFL. And I love it. I love that Aaron Glenn is now part of this trend where you see Dan Campbell go back and coach the Lions where he played. DeMeco Ryans go back and coach the Texans where he played. Jim Harbaugh go back and coach the Chargers where he played. Mike Vrabel go back and coach the Patriots where he played. I know some of you don't put any stock in that, but there's a ton of stock in that. A guy that these young guys can say, I remember watching you play. Or they can just look at a picture in the building of him and say, yeah, his words carry weight. He's been there. He's done it. His words carry weight. He's walked the walk. So him talking the talk is not empty to me. I like the hire. I've liked the hire for the last couple of days. And we'll go through it tonight. Call me up. We'll start there with Aaron Glenn. Of course, we'll get to baseball conversations, whether it's Roky Sasaki introduced today, number 11 for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and what that means for the Yankees and Mets. I don't think it means much. I don't think that the Mets or Yankees are flinching at not just Roky Sasaki being signed, Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates being signed. I don't think that that is altering their plans at all. I think the Mets are focused on amazing day at Citi Field, and then they'll be on their way down to Florida. I think the Yankees are focused on trying to trade Marcus Stroman, and they might not be able to do that, so they might not be making any moves. Then they're on their way down to Tampa. And in the NFL, there's hirings. There are some other spots being taken. Some interesting things going on in the NFL as they're trying to figure out who is who and what is what. Out in Las Vegas, down in Jacksonville. We'll talk all around it. I see the calls coming in for the Mets. Pete Alonso, yes, we'll talk about Pete as well, as I've kind of changed my tune on that. I just think, you know, with Santander going to the Blue Jays, and obviously Vladdy being there, and I don't think they're going to trade Vladdy. I'm not sure who comes forward to say, we're going to pay Pete Alonso what he wants. Scott Boras, we gotcha. I think it's just going to be a potential just, hey, let's meet in the middle here. And let the past be in the past. Let bygones be bygones. The Mets need Pete, and Pete needs the Mets. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to break it down right now. Your calls right after this. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York. Taking it back to the mid-90s, talking Aaron Glenn. I mean, obviously it's before my time, 94. I mean, I don't know, 5, 6, that season. But I know there's definitely people listening that remember him being drafted. There's definitely people listening that watched his whole time as a Jet and probably feel good about it. But on the other hand, there's some Jets fans that are super pessimistic and kind of worried. And like, even after I, you know, went to break, you heard Boomer and Gio talking about, oh, in 2 years, you know, we could be talking about who the next coordinator is going to be. It's not going to be 2 years. It's just not. Everything I say is recorded. It goes to podcasts. All of this is documented. It's not. I'll put that on a bet. Aaron Glenn will survive more than 2 years as the Jets coach. He has a 5-year deal, and this is not a guy that's coming in here and getting run over. This is not a guy that's coming in here and just going to lose games. You watch the Jets with absolutely no coaching this season figure out how to get a couple wins. It's not going to be like that under Aaron Glenn. Let's go out to Staten Island and talk to Will on the Fan. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening. So, I was thinking about it. What if we got Reddick as the GM? And I know we're going to need a defensive coordinator. So, whether you go for Wilkes or you go, I mean, I wonder if Ryan would even take the spot. Because I know he's all about being the head coach. But then, on the other side, offensive coordinator, I don't know where they're at, because I know they had the offensive coordinator, he was replaced because of Aaron Rodgers, but now you go after like a McCown from the Vikings, or...
I don't think so.
I just wanted to get your thought on that. I mean, I feel like they need to you know, to revamp just the coaching staff in general.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Will. I don't think that they're going to – I don't think Aaron Glenn is going to bring in any guys that just interviewed for the head coaching position that he got. Rex Ryan was interviewed for the head coaching position. Josh McCown was interviewed for the head coaching position. So I don't see that happening. I think those guys would want to be the main guy. I think that he's going to lean on his own relationships. Last night I was talking about Clint Kubiak. I also was mentioning Mark Brunell. Those could be options as offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. I'm not sure. And you know what? I don't have to know. I don't need to know tonight all of his connections. We don't need to try to, you know, trace the dots from, okay, he coached in Detroit with this guy and this guy's here and this guy's available now. They might not even know. It's business. They got to figure out who wants to come to New Jersey and coach the Jets. They got to figure out how much these guys are going to get paid. They got to figure out all these different things. I think tonight is more of a night of like, okay, and like you mentioned Lewis Riddick. Maybe they double back and talk to Lewis Riddick again. But when I see an article like I saw before about, you know, Jets are planning second interviews with Darren Moogie and Trey Brown. I don't know. Maybe they do have a second interview with Lewis Riddick, but I would think that they've moved on from him potentially. And I also think that now Aaron Glenn being the head coach will have a big part in who they select as the GM, and that makes sense. If you thought it didn't make sense to hire the head coach before the GM, well, it certainly makes sense now that the head coach is there to have him sitting in on the conversations of who they're going to have come in and be the general manager, because those guys are going to be working together, right? I watched the Pivot podcast, and Glenn, from being a scout and being a position coach to being a coordinator, he talked about how in Detroit there was a certain style of player, certain type of player that they look for. And he also talked about his ability as, I think he has, and I don't want to be incorrect, but I think he was one of 10 siblings. Like, he's got a few brothers and sisters. And so he said growing up, you know, he was around a lot of different people, and also they played organized sports. And he said his strongest skill is he can tell who's real and who's fake. And I'm sure if the GM is coming in, he's going to want a GM that he thinks is real and can identify players that are real and not faking it. So that's going to be interesting to see with Aaron Glenn. I think there's a certain type of player, right? They wore shirts in Detroit that said grit, that said salty, that said all these different things. There's a certain type of player that Aaron Glenn is going to be looking for to fit the mold of these new New York Jets. 888-808-1019. We got to go to Marco with the update, and then we'll come right back. Hit it, Zoo.